For tapes of end time meetings, deliverance services, or Lake Hamilton Bible Campground's publication, Voices from His Excellent Glory, Declaring the Kingdom, writes Post Office Box 21516, Hot Springs National Park, Arkansas, zip 71903.
Our website is www.lakehamiltonbiblecamp.com and lhbconline.com. There are hundreds of free audio files there. It's like going to Bible school at home.
Tuesday morning, June the 30th, 1987. Mid-summer family camp meeting being held at Lake Hamilton Bible Campgrounds, Hot Springs National Park, Arkansas. Jack Harris of Beckville, Texas, is the teacher of the morning.
This is now the conclusion of this message from Part A.
Now, this is a ministry that will flow out from us. God's, hallelujah. God's done, Jesus already has gone to the cross. He's already done everything that He needs to do for us to do this.
Amen.
Hallelujah. We're awaiting that day. Hallelujah. And it could be any time now. That the sons of God will be manifested, the First Fruits Company. And it'll be quite, and it'll make news all over the whole world. Everybody will know that something tremendous has taken place. And then will the tide, then will come the great tribulation. Great tribulation such as the world never seen before or never will see again. But the hope of the sons of God is that we will receive immunity. Hallelujah. The Lord spoke to me and said, when you see these things come to pass, go to your prayer closet and wait for me there. Now He says, I will come to you there. And He says, I will give you immunity over all the plagues and over all the wrath that is being poured out on the world, and nothing shall by any means hurt you. You can walk through it, over it, under it, or whatever way I direct you, but nothing shall by any means hurt you. That's what Jesus told the 70 when they returned. When Satan falls from the heavens, He made a projection that is the binding of Satan. The sons of God will be manifested, and then the serpent, that the old devil, will, when he sees their immunity, he will turn to make war with the woman and her remnant. And the sons of God will shield her in a place called the wilderness. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Ah, yes. And there she will mature. Hallelujah. And she will put on the bridal attire. Hallelujah. And we'll be birthed into the kingdom of God. Hallelujah. And we'll be eradicating the influence of Satan. Dope, right, the effects of dope will last for 300-400 years, maybe longer than that, after you have confiscated and explain it. All right. Suppose that we could today confiscate all the drugs, that the dope, you know, it makes dope addicts. We could confiscate every milligram and destroy it, and there could be no more produced. You'd think the drug problem would be over? No, it wouldn't be over by a long shot. There's a 16-year-old girl out there that's pregnant. Yeah, not one. There's probably thousands, and they have blown. Their mind has been blown, and 6 months from now, they'll give birth to a baby, and that will be in that baby's system. And 75 years later, that offspring can be in some mental institution batting his head against the bars and don't know what his name is. This would be the effect from that we bound 75 years ago. But this would be an extreme. There would be cases not milder than this, yet highly affected, where this man would have enough faculty and enough left to he might himself marry and produce a family. All of them, or some of them, would be infected with the same thing, and that would project it another 75 years. So that's what we'll have to do, see. We will have to erase. Not only do we bind the source, which is the devil, we'll have him bound. Now we go after his influence. And the last enemy that we'll put underfoot is death. Then there will be no more death. The wilderness and solitary places shall be glad for them. The desert shall rejoice and blossom as a rose. It shall blossom abundantly and rejoice with singing. And the glory of Lebanon shall be given to them, and the excellency of Carmel and of Sharon. They shall see the glory of the Lord and the excellency of our God. Strengthen ye the weak hands, confirm the feeble knees, and say to them that are of a fearful heart, be strong, fear not. Behold, our God will come with vengeance, even God with recompense. Our God will come and save us. Then shall the blind eyes be opened, and the deaf ears unstopped. The lame man shall leap as an hart. And the tongue of the dumb shall sing. And in the wilderness, there will be springs, and the parched ground shall become a pool of water, and the thirsty land shall become a pool. Hallelujah. And in the habitation of dragons, wheat lay shall be grass with reeds and rushes, and an highway shall be there in the way. It shall be called the way of holiness. The unclean shall not pass over it, but it shall be for those wayfaring men, though fools. Shall not err therein. No lion shall be there, nor any ravenous beast shall go up thereon. They shall not be found there. But the redeemed of the Lord shall walk there. And the ransomed of the Lord shall return and come to Zion with singing. And everlasting joy shall be upon their heads. They shall obtain joy and gladness, and sadness and sorrow shall flee away. Hallelujah. It's too lofty for me. Admired some men and women that had great gifted ministries, haven't we? In this, we've all admired men that seem to be especially gifted, women also, I mean, the ministry, you know. We have had great admiration for their ministries. But, we've never seen one. We've never seen a ministry that will compare with the ministry that I'm telling you about this morning. You want to be an overcomer? To him that overcometh will I make to be a pillar, P-I-L-L-A-R, in the temple of my God, and he shall go no more out. Hallelujah. In our infant stages, we were prone maybe to wishy-washy, fluctuated, but I'll tell you, when we overcome, and he makes us a pillar, the pillar is what supports the structure. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Now I'll tell you what we're going to do. We're going to wade right into the devil's domain and wreck it just like Samson of old. Hallelujah. You remember Samson of old? He was a man of great strength, and when God would move on him. Funny thing about Samson, God would move on him, and his physical strength was just not understandable. But it never did anything for his moral behavior. Hallelujah. Well, yeah, he had great strength, but finally, he was fighting against God's enemies, the Philistines. But they finally, he just kept playing around, fooling around like this, and God allowed him to be taken by the enemies of God. And the Bible says, it seems sad to me, the Bible says he did grind in the meal house. When I was a boy, we used to have, I told you, we had the farm ranch type thing. We had a syrup meal. One of them old-timey syrup meals. I think I've seen one of them.
This one out.
Yeah. Has a pole across it. Anybody hear that old pole across it? And you tie a mule to the, hook a mule to the end of it, you know. One of the old mules got too old to take him out and really work him, just look into that. All he has to do is walk around. He's got a path there. He just walks around that thing. Keeps it. That's the kind of meal that Samson's at. His eyes was punched out and he's blind. He's just walking around pulling that meal with his strength there. Had a little boy singing about him there, bring him a little something to eat every once in a while and give him jug of water. And then the Philistines decided that they'd really show off their God's champion. Yeah. And so they gave this great party and invited all of the dignitaries. And hallelujah. Amen. And had them a special place up in the balcony of this thing built kind of like that. You know, it's Colosseum built kind of like the Astrodome, I guess. And they sent out their pamphlets and said, Samson's going to be the main event. We're going to show that our God Dagon is stronger than their God Jehovah. We're going to have Samson to make sport. Now, everybody knew who Samson was, and so. But in the meantime, they'd shaved his head and his eyes punched out, but his hair began to grow, and he began to. I think he began to think about God. Well, anyway, they laid him out that morning and or that day at the given time. This little boy come leading him out, and he'd done come to admire Samson's great physique and strength and time that he had spent with him, I guess. And they called. The Bible said that Samson made sport for him. He really, I don't know what he did, but they brought him out and made him a spectacle there before all of his enemies, and it wasn't so much Samson as after it was God. Hallelujah. Yeah. And Samson, he prayed. Now, Samson wasn't a praying man. Only he recorded two prayers, and both of them was he was against the wall. He had to be pushed against the wall if we'd pray, but he was against the wall. And so he leaned down to that little old boy that was leading around and said, "Son, where's the pillars that supports this Colosseum?" He said, "Right in front of you here, Samson." He said, "Lead me to him. I'm tired. I need to brace myself." So he led him up to the pillar, and Samson reached out and felt one. There was two of them. And they were like this, you know, the other one right here. And Samson felt of them and said, that's what supporting this building? Yeah. And he hit them where he could, you know. And see, he came right into the enemy's domain and pushed it down on him. Samson leaned down to the little boy and said, "Son, is this a pillar that supports us?" "Yeah," he said, "it is." He said, "Run for your life, boy." Hallelujah. And then he gave a mighty heave. God anointed him again with that great super strength. And the thing began to creak and crack, shift. Down come the balcony with all the dignitaries. Hallelujah. And pulls the top in on them. Killed a whole, all of them. Samson went with them. But that was his prayer. And he did more at his death than he did in all of his life. But the beauty is that he went right into the devil's domain and whipped him on his own turf. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. he put it to him right there on his own turf, whipped him. Now, that's what the sons of God is doing now. But, and I don't hesitate to tell you this. You know why all the confusion? Because of the sons of God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We're binding principalities and powers in high places and not even aware we're doing it. And them that we're doing it to, they're not aware of it. They're not aware of who's doing it either. They think they're just getting bad advice. Hallelujah. Amen. Yeah. They make the most precise calculation and plans, and then when they execute it, it gets a reverse effect. And they holler bad advice. Hallelujah. But I know something that I don't think they know. Hallelujah. It is us. It is the sons of God. Amen. Bringing restrictions on them. Hallelujah. I'll tell you, it's a tearing down of the kingdoms of this world so they can become the kingdoms of our Lord and of His Christ. You want to be an overcomer? Hallelujah. Amen. Well, you can't just get lost and drift into this that I'm telling you about now. You know, you may have been to some kind of event. You meet somebody that you didn't expect to be there. And say, oh, I wasn't expecting to see you. I said, oh, I didn't expect him to come either. I really don't know how I got here. Well, that won't happen in this, I'm telling you. Hallelujah. Nobody will tell you, I don't know how I got here. Hallelujah. You got here because you come out. Hallelujah. Because you came out of the systems, out of the religious systems. Because you came out of the systems that caters around the popularity of an individual. Because you dared to follow the Lamb wheresoever he goeth. That's how you got here. I'm a come out of the come outers. Hallelujah. Amen. Blessed be God. Hallelujah. Oh, blessed be God. Hallelujah.
Have you heard with your ears? Have your eyes been enlightened that I want to show you great and mighty things? Yea, they shall soon come to pass. For greater things shall you see that you have heard. Greater things shall you hear that you have not yet heard. Behold, I go before you. I am preparing a way. I am preparing a people. I am preparing that day when I shall come. There is a day, there is a time. Daily you are to seek me. Daily you are to purify yourself. Yea, listen with both of your ears, for I have come to do a work in each one of you.
Praise the Lord. Amen. How good he is. Praise the Lord. Come to do a work in each of you. Hallelujah. Well, now that's why we need all this deliverance. Because we can't go into the kingdom with all of these weights and sin that does so easily beset us. We have to be purified, cleansed. And so that's why that we come again and again for, you know, to be cleansed. My God will cleanse you from every spot of sin. Cleanse you from every feeling of guilt. Heavenly Father, I invoke choice blessings upon this people this morning. Hallelujah. Cleanse them, Heavenly Father, from every stain of sin. Every stain of guilt, O Lord. Oh, God, I know that your work is a process, Lord, and you're processing us. My Lord, help us to be eager about this processing, O Lord. Help us to be earnest as we seek to know you more, Lord. We seek your blessed will, great God, that we might know the ways of God. Hallelujah. That we might come to Zion. That we might turn away from everything that is alien to the kingdom and follow the Lamb wherever he goes. Hallelujah. 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 That we too might have ministry in this great designated ministry, O Lord. Great God, we appreciate your goodness to your people this day. Thank God forever. Thank God forever. Hallelujah. 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 Oh, yes. The Lord would say unto thee to seek. Yea, seek, my people, to excel. Yea, say within your heart and feel within your spirit that it is not enough just to be ordinary. Yea, but I must excel in my pursuit for thee, O Lord. These are the words that thou shalt form in your heart. Thou shalt say with your vocal, and the Lord thou God shall surely lead thee. Yea, even as a tender shepherd would lead the least of his sheep, saith the Lord, thou God. I shall lead you in my ways. Yea, I shall lead you to know me, saith the Lord, thou God. Yea, and ye shall find that in that day, yea, if thou doth err to the left or to the right, you will hear a voice behind say, this is the way, walk ye therein. Find yourself following the Lamb, and he will lead you to Zion. Yea, and there you will be immune to all the calamity, yea, and all of the wrath that is being poured out upon the world. Yea, there is not another like your Lord that you can look unto. There is not another name given unto heaven whereby that you can be saved and whereby that you can grow into maturity, saith the Lord. Yea, come unto me, yea, all of you that labor and are heavy laden. I'll give you rest for your spirit. I'll give you rest for yourself, saith the Lord, thou God. I'll nurture you and bring you, I'll bring you to a more mature state. You can begin this day. You can begin right now. Feeling an enlargement that shall come unto thee. Yea, dare to be different, and the Lord thou God shall call you unto himself. For know that the Lord hath set apart them that are godly for himself. The Lord will hear them when they cry. Stand in awe and sin not. Commune with your own heart upon your bed. Offer the sacrifice of righteousness and put your trust in the Lord. But there be those that say, who shall show us any good? Lord, lift thou up the light of thy countenance upon us. For thou hast put gladness in my heart, more than in the times when their corn and their wine were increased. I will both lay me down in peace and safety, for thou, Lord, only causeth me to dwell in safety. Hallelujah. 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 Oh, yes. Let's just lift our hands and voices together in adoration to him. He's King of kings and Lord of lords, and we love him supremely. Oh, bless the lovely Lord Jesus now. Bless the lovely Lord Jesus now. Thank you, O Lord. Thank you, O Lord. Thank you, O Lord. Thank you, O Lord. I bless you, great God. Thank you, O Lord. Thank you, O Lord. I praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. I see the angel of the Lord here over this sister. What is your name, sister? Angela?
Ann.
Ann? Ann. Where are you from?
Jackson, Missouri.
Oh, praise the Lord. Well, I've seen the angel of the Lord over you. You understand what I'm saying? I've seen the angel of the Lord appear to you. The angel of the Lord often accompanies me in ministry, and when I see him, I know that he has a word for you. The Lord has a word for you. Now, the Lord, y'all, the Lord would say unto you, and if you would dare, yeah, will you dare to be different? Yes. And your heart cries out, yes, Lord. Then the Lord would say unto thee that you too can have a part in this ministry. Yea, in the ministry that you've heard today, in the ministry that you've heard since you've been in this camp, yea, you too can have a part in it, saith the Lord, thou God. It'll take great submission on your part and a great dedication of your heart. Yea, but if you be willing, you'll eat the good of the land. Yea, and I speak to you in a spiritual sense this day, saith the Lord, when I say that if you will be willing and obedient, you shall eat of the good of the land. Yea, you can have a fruitful life and a fruitful ministry, yea, in the move of God, yea, in God's economy, yea, because the Lord thou God hath reached down, yea, he has reached unto thee, yea, he has been sensitive to the tugging at your heartstrings, yea, as you have been, yea, and thou shalt answer, yes, Lord, here am I. And the Lord thou God shall lead thee. Yea, the Lord would admonish thee, yea, and instruct thee to study to show yourself approved,
a workman unto God that needeth not to be ashamed, yea, rightly dividing the word of truth. Yea, study and know that you are in the Lord's word, and that the Spirit of the Almighty is upon you. Yea, lay hands on the sick and cause them to recover, saith the Lord thou God. Yea, bring deliverance to the oppressed. Yea, activate ministry in your life, and so shall you live, saith the Lord. Yea, say not in your heart that you cannot do these things. Yea, for the Lord thou God shall move sovereignly through thy life, yea, to make all things right, to make crooked things straight, high places low. Yea, and the Lord thou God shall lead thee tenderly on. Yea, only fashion your heart toward me, saith the Lord. Hallelujah. Praise the lovely Lord Jesus for his lovely goodness toward us. Praise our God now, Jesus, in your lovely name. Thank you, O Lord. Thank you, O Lord. I thank you now. I praise you, great and merciful God. Hallelujah. 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 I see the angel of the Lord has moved over here for this brother now. Give me your hand here, young man. What is your name?
Larry.
Larry, yeah. You told me your name was Larry before. Oh, praise the Lord. I see the angel of the Lord give you a visitation here, Larry. And I see I move into the realm of a seer prophet now. And I see you. I see the hungry. I see you inside from inside out. Now I see that there's a great hungering in your heart for a move of God. I see there's a great hungering in your heart, and there's a great hungering for an exuberance to fill your being, an exuberance that comes from the Spirit of the Almighty. And God says that He will fill this vacuum. He'll send into your spirit an exuberance, yea, that will make you joyful. It'll make you very joyful. Yeah. And the Lord shall also teach you the ways of God. Yea, He shall set thee apart as one of His. And when you cry, He'll hear you. Yea, cry out in the wee hours of the night, and I'll hear, saith the Lord thou God. Yea, I see an enlargement coming unto your spirit, unto thee. I see, yeah, I see, oh, blessed be God. I see ministry that is being poured into thee by the Spirit. Yea, and I see a flowing out. Now, you can be a blessing to many, as I see. Yea, you can be a testimony, a living, pulsating testimony before the presence of God and in a world that is fast decaying. I call upon thee now, saith the Lord, yea, I quicken you by my Spirit. I get your complete attention is my intent today, saith the Lord thou God. Yea, I call upon you for a greater dedication than you've ever known. I call upon thee for submission, where submission is due. And you shall study the Word, and you will know what the due order is. Yeah, and I'll make you ministry. I'll give you ministry in the land of the living. I'll give you a life that you can possess within, and yet it will flow out, and many shall be blessed because of your obedience, saith the Lord thou God. It is not a light thing that I am speaking to thee this day. Nay, my son, take it not lightly, but listen and rehearse the words and weigh them one by one and know that God has met with you. Yeah, he's heard your cry. He is answering your prayer. Hallelujah. Amen. You're being lifted up. He's lifting your head up on high. He's anointing you with fresh oil. Yeah, let there be no mistake. You have been touched by the mighty hand of God. Thank the Lord. Hallelujah. Oh, praise God forever. Praise the lovely Lord. Praise the lovely Lord. Oh, praise the lovely Lord Jesus.
The Lord had given me something. I had it all written out here just when the lights went out. And I feel to take it up presently, currently, now. Brother Jack was talking about the kingdom, about ruling and reigning in the kingdom. He just barely touched on that. Maybe he'll talk about that later, some more, pretty soon. But he was talking about the kingdom, about those who will come to the kingdom. I don't know about you, but I want to be part of that company of overcomers.
Amen.
That comes to the kingdom.
Right.
That God says, take my word and rule with a rod of iron. Now, God's got to have quite an army to do that, because there has to be mayors and there has to be governors. There's all the nations of the earth have to have governors over them, and have to have magistrates over the cities and over the hamlets, and all the entire world will have to have the people of the Lord that will be set forth to rule in the kingdom in behalf of the Lord Jesus. The angels are not going to rule. We have a misconception about the kingdom, a great misconception about the kingdom. And Brother Jack was breaking down some of those heresies of the kingdom. Everybody's got the idea that suddenly Jesus is going to come, and the kingdom's going to be here, and everything's going to be glorious, and it will be, but that everything's over with, and Jesus then is going to do everything in the angels. That's not so. Not so at all. He's preparing a people, which the Bible calls the overcomers, who will rule and reign with and for the king. And they will rule and reign with the rod of iron. And as I've said many times, this is the rod of iron. And if you expect to rule and reign with the Lord, then you'd better study and find out what the rules are. Because this is what you're going to rule by. Not another word, this is it. This is the law that you're going to rule the kingdom, the nations of the earth with. So we need to know what that law says, so that we'll be prepared to rule. When the Lord comes and the kingdom becomes a reality, and Satan's bound for 1,000 years, denominationalism has taught us that instantly everything's going to be pie in the sky. But as Brother Jack was saying, the influence of Satan and his demons will still be in the earth, and there will be multitudes of millions of people who still will not acknowledge that Jesus is Lord until they're forced to. They still will be in rebellion, and they will be in rebellion corrupt to the end of the millennium. So God has to have an army or a group of people that in the scripture calls overcomers, who he will use to bring in submission the nations of the earth. The angels are not going to rule. They may be our helpers, but we, flesh and blood, will rule in behalf of the Lord Jesus. And I want to be part of those who rule and reign. And so, I want to show you a little bit about some of this here for a few minutes. Turn with me to Isaiah chapter 59. And I'll show you what the Lord is looking for today in you and me. And then I will show you what the Lord promises to us. Thompson Chain, page 690. Isaiah 59. Isaiah 59, verse 15 says, "Yea, truth faileth, and he departeth from evil, maketh himself a prey. And the Lord saw it, and it displeased him that there was no judgment." And today we're living in a world that has practically no judgment in relationship to the things of God. And it's getting worse and worse and worse. And in the nation, and in the nations that do have a little bit of the judgment of God in them,
the powers of Satan are rising to turn it away and take it away. Prayer out of the schools and all of these things. And they're trying to remove In God We Trust and this. Taking away that which we have. And God's displeased that there's no judgment. And he saw that there was no man and wondered that there was no intercessor. So the Lord is looking for intercessors. And in Ezekiel chapter 9, let's look at that. Ezekiel chapter 9. The Lord is looking for intercessors. He wondered that there was none. And so we find here that the Lord is looking for those that will be intercessors. Verse 1. And he cried also in my ear with a loud voice, saying, cause them that have charge over the city to draw near, even every man with his destroying weapon in his hand. And behold, six men, the number of man, behold, six men came from the way of the higher gate, which lieth toward the north, every man a slaughter weapon in his hand. And one man among them was clothed with linen, with a writer's inkhorn by his side. And they went in and stood before the brazen altar. They entered into the temple, and they stood before the altar. And the glory of the God of Israel was gone up from the cherub, whereupon he was, to the threshold of the house. And he called to the man clothed with linen, which had the writer's inkhorn by his side. And the Lord said unto him, go through the midst of the city, through the midst of Jerusalem, the church, and set a mark upon the foreheads of the men, women, boys, and girls that sigh and cry for all the abominations that be done in the midst thereof. Where are the abominations done? In the church, in the body of Christ. Not amongst the heathen. They're in the church in Jerusalem. And to the others he said in my hearing, go ye after him through the city and smite. Let not your eye spare, neither have ye pity. What did he say to this man? He said to set a mark upon those who are intercessors, those who are sighing and crying. To the others, he told them to go through Jerusalem, go through the church, and don't spare, don't have any pity, but slay utterly old and young, maids and little children and women, but come not near any man upon whom is the mark, or woman, or boy, or girl, upon whom I have set my mark. You who sigh and cry for the abominations in the household of faith. Well, let's read the rest of that chapter. And begin in my sanctuary. Then they begin at the ancient men which were before the house. They begin with the elders of the church of the Lord. And he said unto them, defile the house and fill the courts with the slain. Go ye forth, and they went forth and slew in the city. And it came to pass, while they were slaying them, and I was left, that I fell upon my face and cried and said, ah, Lord God, wilt thou destroy all the residue of Israel in thy pouring out of thy fury upon Jerusalem or upon the church? Then said he unto me, the iniquity of the house of Israel and Judah is exceeding great, and the land is full of blood, and the city full of perverseness. For they say, the Lord hath forsaken the earth. No, he hasn't forsaken the earth. We have forsaken him. That's right. And they say, the Lord seeth not. But the Lord does see, for his eyes run to and fro across the face of the earth, seeking those who serve him. And as for me also, mine eye shall not spare, neither will I have pity, but I will recompense their way upon their head. Does that sound like God of love and mercy? Love, love, love. Oh, God wouldn't send anybody to hell. God's a God of love. God's also a God of judgment. God is a God of judgment, and his love and his judgment, as I've said many times, are exactly the same. In the scales before God, his judgment weighs exactly the same as his mercy or his love. They balance perfect. Judgment balances perfect with love. Exactly. So finite that we couldn't separate the two. With all of our mathematical abilities, we could not separate it. God has it so fine. And behold, the man clothed with linen, which had the inkhorn by his side, reported the matter, saying, I have done as thou hast commanded me. It is finished. Revelation chapter 11. The book everybody, chapter 7, Revelation 7. The book everybody finds the Antichrist in, that's going to put the mark of the beast in their heads and cut their heads off, and they got to escape away and escape out of the tribulation, just escape the Antichrist. Revelation 7. I wonder if we believe the word of the Lord, or if we believe tradition. Chapter 7, and after these things I saw four angels standing on the four corners of the earth, holding the four winds of the earth, that the wind should not blow on the earth, nor the sea, nor on any tree, holding back the judgments of God. The four angels standing on the four corners of the earth, holding the judgments of God. Skeptics have said the Bible's in error. The earth doesn't have four corners. I beg to differ with you. Since they have been to the moon and out into space, and they've taken pictures back of the earth, they found the earth does have four corners. And I saw another angel ascending from the east, having the seal of the living God. And he cried with a loud voice to the four angels, to whom it was given to hurt the earth and the sea, saying, hurt not the earth, neither the sea, nor the trees, till we've done what? What? Till we've sealed the servants of our God in their foreheads. Where's the mark of the beast supposed to be? In your mind, in your hand of labor. In the hand and in the forehead. In your labor and in your mind. For God says that He's going to seal you in your forehead with His seal. And who's He going to seal? He's going to seal those who are intercessors for the abominations in the household of faith. And I'm not concerned with the mark of the beast. I'm not concerned with the great tribulation. For I find that those who are sealed with the seal of God by the angel, that nothing can touch them. For they will be protected, and when the angel goes forth to slay and to kill, that they will be protected and nothing will touch them. So my desire and my concern is that I be an intercessor of the house of faith so that I have no worry and no concern for the mark of the beast. For the angel of the Lord will be my protection in that day, for I will be sealed with the seal of the living God. And nothing can by any means hurt or harm you. Isaiah chapter 1, Isaiah 1, verse 9, says, except the Lord of hosts had left us a very small remnant, we should have been as Sodom and we had been as Gomorrah. So the Lord says there's going to be a remnant. And the remnant is both ends of that which is a whole. A remnant is that which is taken off of both ends of that which is a whole. So God says that He's going to have a remnant. And I want to be part of that remnant. Isaiah chapter 10, or 11. Let's look at 11 first. 11:11. And it shall come to pass, and it will come to pass, for the Lord has spoken it. And His word will be fulfilled. In that day, whenever that day is, that the Lord shall set His hand again the second time to recover the remnant of His people which shall be left. And that remnant are those that are sealed with the seal of the living God. Now let's look back over across the page of chapter 10, verse 20. And again it says, and it shall come to pass in that day that the remnant of Israel and such as are escaped of the house of Jacob shall no more again stay upon him that smote them, but shall stay upon the Lord, the Holy One of Israel, in truth. The remnant shall return, even the remnant of Jacob, unto the mighty God. For through thy people Israel, be as the sand of the sea, yet a remnant of them shall return. Revelation chapter 2. And what does God offer to this remnant? Those who sigh and cry between the porch and the altar for the abominations of the household of faith. What does God offer? What do we find for them? No fear, no fear of the mark of the beast. No fear of Satan and the demons. They're overcomers. Revelation chapter 2, and verse 7 says, to him that overcometh will I give to eat of the tree of life, which is in the midst of the paradise of God. To him that overcometh. Verse 11. He that overcometh shall not be hurt of the second death. The promises to the overcomer. Verse 17. To him that overcometh will I give to eat of the hidden manna, and will give him a white stone, and in the stone a new name written, which no man knoweth, save he that receiveth it. Pretty good goodies. Verse 26. And he that overcometh and keepeth my works unto the end, to him will I give power over the nations. Chapter 3, verse 5. He that overcometh, the same shall be clothed in white raiment. And I will not blot out his name out of the book of life, but I will confess his name before my Father and before his angels. Verse 12. Him that overcometh will I make a pillar in the temple of my God. And that's what Brother Harris was talking about being a pillar, steadfast, part of the temple that cannot be moved. You hold up the building, you're going to be that one, a steadfast and sure, the overcomer, that remnant that God's going to use, the army of the Lord that's rising in the land, bringing deliverance and revelation of the Word of God to the people who will hear, and to those that God's calling forth to be part of that army that He's raising up, that they'll walk and go forth, and they'll not thrust each other, and the sword will not harm them, but they'll walk forth in victory, and they'll take everything before them. There'll be nothing left before them. They'll sweep it, even though it be as the Garden of Eden before them. It'll be as nothing after they pass over. They'll take complete dominion over it. There'll be nothing as after they pass over.
Hallelujah.
For they'll claim it in the name of Jesus, and they'll put every enemy underfoot. And he shall go no more out. And I will write upon him the name of my God and the name of the city of my God, which is the New Jerusalem, which cometh down out of heaven from my God. And I'll write upon him my new name. So the Lord will give us a new name and make us part of his city and part of his temple, pillars in his temple. Verse 21. To him that overcometh will I grant to sit with me in my throne, even as I also overcame and am set down with my Father in his throne. So that tells us that we've got to overcome just as Jesus did. We've got to overcome the trials, the temptations, all these things that come our way. We have to be overcomers if we expect to be part of that company, of the remnant, the overcomers, those who God uses to bring in the kingdom of God in the earth. At least that's my understanding. That's the way I interpret what I see here. Chapter 21, I think it is, we pick up one more. We pick up one more promise to the overcomer. It's verse 7 of 21. He that overcometh shall inherit all things. Bless the Lord. And I will be his God, and he shall be my son. Who says there's no sons of God? Says, he shall be my son. And I strive with a determination to be one of these overcomers that will receive the awards that God says that he'll give to us, those who sigh and cry in behalf of the abominations of the household of faith. So the Lord is looking for intercessors. He's looking for intercessors. And then the rewards of the Lord are unto those who will be intercessors in behalf of the household of faith. Revelations chapter 22 says, and this is the key, blessed, verse 14, are they that do my, or his, the Lord's commandments, and that they then may have right to the tree of life, that tree which Adam and Eve partook of in the wrong sense. That tree will be, that tree of life will be presented again, and that we may enter in through the gates into the city. But it's to those who keep his commandments. And it behooves us to study the word of the Lord, to hide it in our heart, that we'll not sin against God, that we'll keep his commandments, and that we will walk in a way before him, that we'll walk in righteousness and holiness, and that we will be counted worthy to be sealed in our forehead by the angel with the writer's inkhorn, that we'll be sealed with the seal of the living God, and that we be counted worthy to be one to rule and reign with the Lord Jesus. And everyone here has an opportunity to achieve unto that place if they will strive and desire to be. And I trust that these young people shall determine in their heart that they will serve the Lord, that I will be an intercessor in the household of faith, and that I will study to show myself approved unto God, a workman that needeth not to be ashamed, but rightly dividing the word of God, and running the race to finish the course, to receive the prize of the high calling in Christ Jesus. For he is the prize of the high calling. Jesus is his name.
This is the end of this message. Our website is www.LakeHamiltonBibleCamp.com and LHBCOnline.com. There are hundreds of free audio files there. It's like going to Bible school at home. Thank you.